Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So today, you may have seen the mayor of Tshwane presenting the State of the Capital address, Silas Brink, and he's unfortunately not able to talk to us today, but we are in conversation with MMC for Human Settlement in the city of Tshwane, Councillor Ofezense Matsabatela, who is on the line with us. I hope this line is okay. Councillor Matsabatela, good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much, Osipinelo. It's good to be with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for making time for us. A really comprehensive state of the capital that was given by the mayor of the city. I just want us to go through some of the issues that were touched upon, especially for those who are not able to follow what it is that the city is planning to do going ahead, some of your reflections as a city. Let's start with something that affects you directly, human settlement. The mayor was quite, he spoke a lot about informal settlements, that there needs to be a lot of attention on those informal settlements, formalizing the formal settlements, bringing some services like water tankers and so on. If you want to just maybe elaborate on that, especially because this is your area of focus.
Pimelo, our city last year, we approved the informal settlement development plan, part of which is to upgrade informal settlement to what we call phase two. And that is to one where there is a lot of congestion, where you see, for example, where people cannot move or we cannot come in and give services such as water and build roads in those informal settlements. In phase two, what we do is that we re-block and make sure that people are seated properly in those informal settlements, and those that are accessed, we find them land and we put them in those lands, and we are able to design and approve new townships in those areas. So in phase two, all plans are done and everybody is ready to have implementation, such as getting roads and proper water through taps and as well as electricity. So our aim right now, what we have done is that we have assessed the city together with National Treasury. We found that we have 210 informal settlements in the city, and they are rapidly growing, so we need to cap land invasion as soon as possible. But our plan is to make sure that we get all informal settlements at the point where now we can start bringing in services by ensuring that all of them are upgraded to phase two. Also, secondly, our second plan is to ensure that many people in informal settlements will be surprised, those panels. So the people are paying rents in those, because there's a mafia or a new economy that is growing. People invade land or steal land, encourage people to invade, and then they start charging them a certain amount. So what we are doing, we are seeing that the people are not willing to pay. So we are accelerating our social housing project. You have seen recently we have launched the Townlands one with 1,200 units, the biggest in the country. We are currently underway with another one of 1,000 units in the north of Pretoria. We'll be having another one in the east of Pretoria, in Sunnyside, as well as in Arcadia. And we are further encouraging other private sector to come on board and help us with this social housing, because this is one of the ways in which you can bring security and housing and comfort to people. I have someone in one of our social housing units, Ospinelo, mm-hmm. that is paying as little as 650 rand. Mm-hmm. You can imagine how much that much is such a relief in a two-bedroom unit.
One of the things, speaking of what the city plans to do with informal settlements, he spoke a lot about, obviously making sure that people have access to jobs, the city itself, and where you'll be moving people being quite important about, the location not being too far, and obviously being legal and compliant and ready. Very, very tight a rope that you're going to have to be walking on there.
Yeah, hence I said we need to accelerate social housing. Part of the social housing program is that it must not be away from where people are working. It must not be away from working and economic opportunities. It must be closer to where people are working. It must be closer to economic opportunities. So hence we're talking about Townland. It's just right in the CBD of the city of Tshwane, and right in the CBD of Tshwane. The other one, like I spoke right now of Chantel, that we have started already building. It's right at the Roslyn Park, where people can find jobs around the factory. So these are opportunities that we are creating for people to be able to be closer to work opportunities and closer to where they are going to work.
I was quite intrigued by the fact that the mayor spoke a lot about, you know, rate collection and all of that, but specifically spoke to the kind of demographic that is not paying for rates, saying that we'll be surprised, actually, that it's not necessarily poor people who are not paying for their services. In fact, you'd find that it's across the spectrum. People just need to sort out their mindset with regards to paying for services in the city.
It's a culture that has creeped into the city, and it's a culture that has brought the city to where we find it right now. And as I'm part of the Tranya Dima team, as we go around, you'll be shocked that in affluent areas, people driving big cars, you know, not paying. Recently, we just charged a couple right here in Brooklyn where we found that they have illegally connected. And you can be shocked, you know, people that earn huge amounts of money just do not want to pay. And it's a culture that we are fighting.
There's also a culture that he spoke of within the city itself, as in within the administrative office of the culture, saying you guys are working on changing the culture of doing the right thing, and you want to be rewarding those. And I know that he pointed to a few people that he said were stellar, you know, in their work within the city. But changing the culture, that's going to be very difficult, Ofense, to try and get everybody to move in unison in changing the culture of corruption, changing the culture of laziness and the like that he mentioned.
Look, the mayor always make this point that culture is strategy for breakfast, and it's very true. You know, you can plan all you want, but if the culture that is rooted in there, that is what you have already alluded to, is laziness, is corruption, then we are unable to do anything. Hence, it was very important. Number one, we had to appoint Section 56 managers, which we have done so. A part of them was the CFO. And then number two was to say, what is the problem, especially in revenue? And we found that there was no appetite to change things. And hence, because based on performance, we were able to even suspend the divisional head of revenue, because we are serious about turning the finances of the city around. Because if we do not do that, then all of this that we are doing would be futile, Auspina.
But is it easy? I mean, how difficult has it been? It's not easy. I can only assume that it must be a very difficult task. Some of these things are have been going around for a long time, and so it must be difficult to change a mindset.
It's very difficult. I remember, especially when we started Tranya Dima recently, you would be given a job card. When you get there, it's just land. This is just, or you are driving with a team, and the team goes ahead of you, they just drive ahead of you, and you are thinking, why are they running ahead? It could be when they get there, they want to warn the culprits or whatever it might be. So it's been a work in progress, but I can tell you right now, we have refined and we are much leaner and we are moving very swiftly. We have seen a lot of people coming forward making arrangements. We are seeing more and more people paying. The other day, I disconnected a very prominent mall right here in the CBD. They were owing us around 8 to 9 million rand. Within 30 minutes, they had already settled their bill. So it's just been a culture of people who just did not want to pay. Or maybe they were bribing people in the city. I don't understand. But we are winning this battle slowly but surely. And that is why the mayor said it's a three message. We thank those that have been paying. We ask those that are in areas to come forward to make arrangements, and so that we can do affordability assessment. And those that do not pay, we are going to come and switch you off. And if you illegally connect, we are now starting to press criminal charges.
The mayor spoke about dealing with the cash flow and creditors, promising that in the next fiscus, you guys are going to be doing much better. The Auditor General will not have to be dealing with those two particular items there. What are your plans with regards to cash flow?
Yeah, like I said, we're looking to collect with this 20-year demand on our creditors, is that we must collect at least R1 billion a month. We are owed 23.3 billion by various people in the city, whether it's individual residents, businesses, and all those. So that's what we are looking to do, collect at least that amount every month and ensure that people are paying their current accounts on time, and that is very important for us. And part of it is what we are seeing the Ministry of Finance doing, going into communities, bringing the revenue team to the people, in community walls, in dining rooms, wherever we are. We are trying to encourage, re-encourage the culture of payment, because all of us are responsible in making sure that this city survives.
Public lighting is a concern to you guys, because a lot of the times you've been relying on, you know, Eskom and the like to help you with electricity. You're working on a plan, and you want to move closer to a big percentage of solar lighting. And how has this public lighting problem, which the city says has become worse, affected the residents of Tshwane?
Look, many people say that Tshwane is stuck, and I would be lying if I said it is not. You know, you drive around, every area it's not well lit, and it's been something that has been neglected for some time. And the mayor has said that we need to prioritize this, and part of the plan is, because of people steal some of these equipments on the conductors that we find on public lights, for whatever reasons it might be. So how do we then solve the issue? So solar lights was proposed, and it's something that we are looking to move to. High mass lights also. But very importantly also is to try to move away from contracted services in dealing with public lighting and start having in-house teams that will be able to do this in-house, but sorry, to do this public lighting. Because you can imagine, if I'm a contractor who's contracted to fix street lights, I will make sure that it only works for 3 days so that I can come back and bill you. So what we are trying to do is to ensure, one, we get in-house, and number two, we move to solar as quickly as possible. And we thank partners such as Santam who are willing to come on board and assist us on this deal.
The mayor spoke about other relationships that you're forming with other cities in the world just to bring you some technology. Are you going to be trying to balance that out with some skills and maybe entrepreneurs that will benefit to some of these moves internally in the city, in the country?
Yes, that's part of the plan. In fact, the mayor in his speech also spoke about what we did with our EPWPs. You know, people just picking up papers and litter is not enough. With the Tshwane Leadership Development Program, we have been able to train 90 young people as artisans and giving them the skills. They are now doing their practicals with our various water teams, with our various electricity teams. So all of these programs that we are having, even with other partners, we try to make sure that there's a skill transfer. And the mayor, in fact, said that after this training of these young people, he has been in conversation with the MNC for tech service to say, we need to absorb them because we need teams. We need technicians, we need artisans that can help us in improving service delivery.
A lot of work ahead. The city has great, great plans. Do you feel, because this was mentioned in the mayor's speech, that there is more collaboration? And I know there were one or two moments where some councillors were misbehaving, but is there a sense from the mayor that the city is going to be, as he says, going to be a model example of how coalition parties can work in governing a city?
Yeah, we are doing our best to become that model, and it's not easy. I will not lie to you. In fact, as I talked to you, I just came out of a meeting where we're having coalition discussions around the speech itself. We agree on it, and once it's said, people have their own disagreement. But look, the coalitions are the future of this country, and we are working very hard in ensuring that we work on this. It takes a lot of energy and time, but that's what South Africa wants out of its government, and that's what we would have to do.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.